This morning, as our choir gives us musical message, we will focus on Jesus being the sacrificial lamb, the Passover lamb, and the Lamb of God. We will highlight two words, sacrifice and victory.
The Bible says in Ezekiel 18:4b, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Old Testament Jewish scriptures prophesied that someday God would make a way for our sins to be forgiven once and for all.
Abraham predicted this on the occasion of God testing him by ordering him to sacrifice his only begotten son Isaac. Abraham declared, God will provide himself a sacrifice.
And centuries later, to save the Israelites from the death of the firstborn, God instructed Moses to tell the children of Israel to kill a lamb, paint its blood around the door to their home, and eat its meat. Death would pass over their home on that fateful night. This became known as the Passover Lamb.
Thousands of years later, John the Baptist boldly declared Jesus to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
We begin our story this morning with Jesus leading his disciples in the Passover. He revealed to them the true meaning of the ancient feast. It was a picture of himself becoming our Passover lamb to deliver us from death. He said, take, eat, this is my body which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the new relationship you will have with God through my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come.
Recline, celebrate to save.
After he had instituted his last supper, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. It was there that he accepted his position as the sin-bearing Lamb of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus sweated as if it were great drops of blood, as the sins of the whole world were pressed upon him.
Now the time had come for him to pay for those sins. The soldiers arrested him. His friends all fled and hid. He prepared to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy found in 53:5. He was wounded for the transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed.
They led Jesus away to be crucified.
Jesus was nailed to the cross for six. That's yours, Bill.
Jesus was nailed to the cross. For 6 hours he hung there, his blood dripping down the wood of the cross. Each drop was symbolically being applied to God's mercy seat in heaven. Our sins were being paid for. Finally, Jesus cried out, "It is finished!" It was a shout of completion and victory, meaning the battle is over and I have won.
Jesus became our sacrificial lamb, and he had secured the victory. And what a sad victory it was.
Eternal life. His followers were filled with defeat and despair. Even though he had told them that he would die, somehow the reality of it never fully sank in. Had not Jesus defeated demons? Had he not raised the dead? How then could he die?
He had told them to wait in Jerusalem and spend their time in prayer until they received a sign of what was to come next. They waited, but in disbelief.
A new week was dawning. The Jewish Sabbath was over. Faithful ladies made their way to his tomb to complete the burial custom of saturating the dead body with ointment and sweet spices to mask the scent of death. The men were still in the upper room, fearing the soldiers, and not sure what to do next. Peter hopelessly wrestled with his own failure when suddenly everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jesus is alive. Now he stands as the Lord and Savior and the forgiver of all our sins. He now holds the titles prophetically given him in Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
He is now the one and only Lord of our salvation.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This this solid ground, turn to the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when
on, let's sing it one more time. Please stand with us.
Musical message, and in just a minute we're going to turn our attention to God's Word, but we'd like you to stand and shake hands with at least five people around you, and just greet them this morning, and then we're going to turn our attention to God.